3강 주제 요지 1 예제 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Nowadays, more and more people are taking up the hobby of fishing on a boat. They spend lots of time and money choosing a fancy rod, but they often overlook safety. Before you go out fishing, you need to check if safety equipment is on the boat. First, every boat should be equipped with the required lighting to avoid collisions. Another necessity is a proper fire extinguisher. If your boat catches fire, putting the fire out is your first priority because abandoning the boat puts you in great danger. But if you do have to wait for a rescue boat, you'll need a horn or whistle so you can easily be found. Last but not least, for a fun and safe time fishing on a boat, make sure there are properly fitting life jackets for everyone on the boat.
1번 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Good morning, listeners. Today on Health Chat, I'm going to talk about exercising. Many listeners email me asking if evening exercise is good or bad. Actually, there's nothing to worry about. Evening exercise has many benefits. For example, working out in the evening will help relieve the stress that is built up during the day. In addition, evening workouts are really good for losing weight. This is because they boost metabolism and burn calories that would otherwise be sitting in the body all night. Moreover, exercising in the evening can help get a better sleep. So it's actually a good idea to exercise in the evening. I hope these tips help, and please continue emailing me with all of your health-related questions.
2번 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 요지로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Many people go on a vacation to relax or have fun, but they never think that getting sick while traveling can make the vacation a miserable experience. People usually try to avoid this scenario by washing their hands or being careful with foods. But with so many things to do and places to see, many travelers often overlook a very important thing. They neglect getting enough sleep. Your body can protect itself from sickness, but lack of sleep will exhaust your body and make it more vulnerable to sickness. So, to make your body strong and durable, you should get enough sleep. If you keep this in mind, you'll enjoy a fun and healthy travel.
3번 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Like most people, you probably have a sock drawer full of a wide variety of styles and colors of cotton socks. Unfortunately, however, because cotton socks have little insulation, wearing them in winter weather leads to cold feet and frostbitten toes. Also, cotton socks absorb and then hold moisture, so your feet get wet and cold. Because of this, if you spend time outdoors in cold weather, you should wear quality wool winter socks. This is extremely important. Don't forget that wearing the latest, most expensive winter boots will not prevent cold feet if you are wearing poorly insulated socks.
4번 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, class. Today, we're going to talk about humor. You probably know that humor has many benefits. It can reduce stress and bring people closer. But it's also true that improper humor can alienate people and create a more negative environment. So, there are things to consider when using humor. First of all, you should very carefully choose appropriate topics. Never joke about topics that may be painful to others, like death, physical disabilities, or race. In addition, if you're not sure how a joke will be received, it's best not to tell it. Some people are very sensitive and get easily offended by certain jokes. Therefore, be cautious whenever you joke around.
5번. 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Have you ever heard expressions like unspoken feelings never die or getting it off your chest? These expressions are related to expressing your feelings and emotions. Expressing your feelings is beneficial to you. You may feel a sense of relief and peace. Moreover, releasing your emotions could help strengthen your relationships with others. If you don't tell other people your feelings, how will they know how you feel? In this respect, saying how you feel could help to reduce or resolve conflicts. So don't try to hide your emotions all the time. Sometimes express them for your personal health and the health of your relationships with others.
6번. 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 요지로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Many people think that handwriting is a trivial skill in the digital age. In fact, the focus on handwriting has gradually decreased. Many schools do not even teach handwriting. But is it true that handwriting is really no longer an important ability to learn? No, it's not. Handwriting is still a basic skill used in many important tasks, such as taking notes, taking tests, and doing classroom work and homework. Moreover, when children are taught handwriting, they are also being taught how to learn and how to express themselves. So, this vital skill should not be overlooked in the school curriculum. This is definitely one of the most important skills that children should be taught.